welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Father, we thank you that you who hold the stars in place, the planets in orbit, Lord, you are in control of the lives of your people. Lord, every heart that has surrendered to you, every life that has been given into your hands, Father, you watch carefully and lovingly over every event. And Father, we thank you that you are bringing forth a people, a church that is going to be glorious in your sight. Lord, without spot, without stain, without wrinkle. And Father, we thank you for all the benefits, all the goodness, all the blessings in our lives. Lord, we know we're nearing the approach of the return of Jesus. Lord, the enemy knows that his time is short and the battles have been fierce. And so many of your people, Lord, are weary and tired. And Lord, I'm asking for a refreshing, Lord, as we begin this week. Lord, a time where they will feel faith and hope surge and arise in their hearts and a new assurance. Lord, they know it intellectually. We all understand that. But Lord, sometimes when the battles are so heavy, Lord, emotionally, we need the comfort and encouragement that only your Spirit can bring. And so, Father, I release that now into the lives of those, Lord, who have been struggling and they've been up against such difficult battles. God, I pray right now for that refreshing, a knowledge, a faith that you have heard their cries, you've heard their prayers, and you are moving even now in your timing and in your way. As for God, his way is perfect. Amen. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Beloved, it is a precious privilege and joy to be with you again as we share the good word of God. And the subject I'd like to share is one that is, even for a new Christian, understandable. It is something we've heard a lot. It's one of the familiar themes of the gospel. But I don't know about you. Have you discovered that many things that you know and understand about God, as you grow in the Lord and in the knowledge of his ways, it's like the people of Israel, they saw his acts, but Moses understood, he learned his ways, God's ways, that there are layers of revelation and depths of understanding that we've yet to come into. And that's my prayer, that God will perfect that which concerns us. He's going to do that work. As I've said before, the Holy Spirit can do anything but fail. He's here on a mission. When Jesus said, I've got to go to my Father and I'm going to send another comforter just like me, just like one, as I've walked beside you, as he's speaking to his disciples, he's going to walk beside all those who will believe through their word over 2,000 years ago, goodness. And so he is a very present help. He is with you. He's with all of us to bring us the wisdom we need, the strength we need to go through our lives, through the issues that we are facing. And so what I'd like to share is that through the help of the Holy Spirit, we will see ourselves as God sees us. Now, We know that the Word tells us that He has provided for us exceedingly abundantly. He's given us rich spiritual blessings for us in Christ, according to His riches and glory, that all of our needs may be supplied. He has promised that God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. But I suppose perhaps all of us, as we've journeyed in this Christian walk, may have asked the question, now that I've accepted Christ in my life, why do I still have these problems I'm faced with each day? I've prayed and asked the Lord to change me, but I don't see any great change. And of course, those are the requests are is not so much for provision as for that work of God in our hearts, in our soul, to transform us into the image of Jesus as far as His characteristics and what are that's the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, kindness, temperance. Against these there is no law, the Word of God says. And so the Holy Spirit is working. I just want to encourage you that as we meditate upon God's Word, you know, when you prayed for those things that you've needed or you've asked God to change in your life, the Lord has heard you and He has already answered. But He's in the process of bringing those things to pass in your life in greater and greater ways. So often, because we're limited by our flesh nature, we're just confined to the understanding that we haven't made much progress. But indeed we have. Indeed we have. So the real question is, how do you see yourself? We want to understand that as Christians, it is important that we see ourselves as God sees us. God has provided everything we need for life and godliness. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." And unfortunately, many of us may have become caricatures of a Christian rather than Christians full of character. What do you mean by that? Well, that word caricature, it's an exaggeration. It's a literary term by means of an often ludicrous distortion of parts or characteristics. A distortion that sometimes is so gross, it seems like a caricature. So over the years, messages have been preached. There's a message that is accepted easily by people. It's a message that acquiesces to the carnal appetite of men and women. But there is another message that the Spirit of the Lord is proclaiming across the nations that shows up the shallowness of a carnal Christian walk and magnifies and lifts up the Lord Jesus Christ and enables His people to be led by the Spirit of God. The carnal, which appeals, of course, to the flesh nature, it is a ministry of law, if you will. It's written on tables of stone. That was the point of the Old Covenant, prove that man simply could not, even with divine manifestations of miracles, the power of God, it wasn't sufficient to transform a person. It showed the impossibility of the flesh nature seeking to walk in the righteousness of God. It showed the deadness of the letter. Men's actions are veiled by a darkened mind. And so if words are preached that tear and destroy and mock or jest about spiritual things, it brings about a life of lukewarmness and condemnation. And you might say, well, that sounds kind of harsh, Sister Glass, but hear the words of Jesus. Jesus loved His disciples. They were hand-chosen. He spoke to Peter. He said, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, little rock, he's the big rock, the little rock, I will build my church. And it says in Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 22, then Peter took Jesus, began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. And of course, he was talking about needing to go to Jerusalem and to suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and be killed and resurrect on the third day. And of course, Peter says, oh no, don't even say this. Don't please. But he turned, verse 23, Jesus, and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the those that be of men. And as much he loved Peter, but he realized, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. When people say unkind or things about you or lie about you, it's the work of the enemy. Yes, they're being a willing tool, but Jesus was demonstrating the fact that one of his beloved disciple was being used by the enemy to counter the very plan of God and the reason why he was born into the earth. And so there's a glorious promise, however, beloved, a beautiful concept that we have to lay hold of in the Spirit. It's built by God. It's the body of Christ, whose chief cornerstone of this building is the Lord Jesus. And there are multitudes of Christians that are crying out to God for their lives to receive that which the Word of God plainly tells us that we can have. You know, the carnal preacher or teacher, they're determined to build or to attract people through appealing to the flesh. And of course, that was true in the day of Jesus. The religious leaders of his day, they could not receive the very Word of God made incarnate and being in flesh among us, speaking the truth of the reality of the Father's heart. Well, I see my time has flown by, and we will have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, know that this ministry has been raised up since 1965 to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I thank you for joining me. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.